50 years ago this week, scientists announced that the vaccine Jonas Salk had developed against polio worked. Epidemics of the disease had struck periodically, hitting children the hardest. In fact, polio is also called infantile paralysis. We wanted to remember the era before the Salk vaccine, so we've contacted Brian Fitzgerald. He was stricken with polio as a young child and went on to recover and now works in sports medicine. Mr. Fitzgerald joins me from member station WBUR in Boston. Welcome.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for having me.
You were five when you contracted polio.
Correct.
What happened?
Well, what I remember of it was walking down the hallway in my home. I lived in a three-decker at Mission Hill here in the inner city in Boston, one of seven children, and just fell. Just thought I tripped and couldn't get up, though. So panicked at 5 years old, of course, and screamed. And so my mother came to my aid with, you know, my older brothers, and just couldn't stand.
And then it was how long before they figured out what it was?
Well, of course, they tried to take me to Children's Hospital because I lived right up the street from there, but they were packed. There was no room in the inn.
They were packed with other polio cases?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely at that time. Yeah, there was no room. So I was referred down to the floating hospital for children and wasn't even admitted then because they didn't have a room for me. And on the way home after an evaluation in the 52 Plymouth with my father and my mother, I heard my mother say to my father, I know it's polio.
You were eventually hospitalized. Do you remember
yes.
that?
Yes, I remember after a week or so in a wagon going around my house. They used to pull me around the house in a wagon, being admitted to the hospital and having surgery. And they removed some diseased tendons in my right foot. As a result, had a dropped foot, so the foot would just drag and, you know, you'd trip on yourself. But, you know, growing up in that age and with that stigma of polio, you know, kids are cruel at times, you know, and you call them peg leg and iron leg and, you know, crippled and all that sort of thing, you know, which affected you. But I had big brothers, so I was okay. I was in good hands.
I understand that you had a large family and they rallied to support you and the cause of fighting polio.
My mother was amazing. My mother became major in the March of Dimes, which was representing the National Foundation of Infantile Paralysis. And at the time, they worked at like precincts, like, you know, like the old precinct captains. But she became a major in the March of Dimes and was in charge of about 6,000 mothers across the city. And some 150,000 mothers across the state were involved in that, which is amazing, in 1958. I still have the clip from the Boston Globe that was published at that time about my mother and about, you know, her caring for me. So she's very dear to my heart and unfortunately passed of ALS at an early age.
You're an athletic trainer now and you work with athletes.
Yes. I received my degree in nursing, actually, undergraduate, and then and worked in sports medicine for quite a while. And that call to service was there for me. Yeah.
Brian Fitzgerald is an athletic trainer at Children's Hospital in Boston. Thank you for speaking with us.
And thank you, Jennifer.